Good afternoon, everyone. If you will, turn with me to John 10. We'll start off by reading John 10, verses 1 through 6. John 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice and call, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes forth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So my question to you all today, do you know the voice of your shepherd? Last summer, Lauren and I had a miscarriage. It was the second one. It truly crushed us. After this, it left us feeling far from God and generally feeling like I could not hear God's voice. Not only was I not able to feel his presence and hear his voice, but it left us lonely. So today, I want to talk about our shepherd's voice and how you can listen to God, even when you feel like he's far off. Taking some of the lessons that God taught me through this difficult time, I've prepared 3 points to this sermonette. One, in order to hear God's voice, you need to stay in close communication with God. The second point, in order to hear God's voice, you need to listen to the Holy Spirit within each of us. And three, in order to hear God's voice, you need to be still. So let's get started with our first point. Stay in close communication with God. This can be done by prayer, meditation, and reading our Bibles. This is all about drawing close to God and knowing what his words say. Thinking about his words daily and creating this relationship with your shepherd will help you continue to stay close to him. We can see this if we turn to James 4. We'll start in verse 7. It's James 4, verse 7 and 8. James 4, verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We're all sinners. but through drawing near to God, we can allow him to draw closer to us. Here we can see that through this relationship with God, we can truly start hearing his voice and getting an understanding of this close relationship. But we also have another helper that's with us. All of us who are baptized have the Holy Spirit flowing through us. The Holy Spirit, which will help us understand and hear God's voice and what he wants for us. And this leads us to our second point. Listen to the Holy Spirit so you can be guided. The Holy Spirit is such a wonderful and amazing tool that we've been given to us. Let's see how our shepherd describes it by turning to John 14, verse 26. That's John 14, verse 26 and 27. John 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, it will teach you all things, and it will bring your remembrance of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You see here how Jesus describes the Holy Spirit as a helper. We can also see that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and help bring to mind what Jesus says in those difficult times if we lean on it, if we trust it. And it's through knowing what he says that we can start to hear his voice again. There's also another way through that the Holy Spirit can talk through us. That's through our fellow church family and members. All of us that have been baptized can give heart and hear one another. But sometimes, even though you're continuing to pray and meditate and trying to rely on the Holy Spirit, you still are unable to hear God's voice. And this leads us to our last point. Sometimes you just need to be still. I don't know about you, but to be still is one of the hardest things that I can do. It's about calming your mind and your surroundings and devoting time to just sitting in God's presence. This doesn't mean to completely make your mind blank where you're not thinking of anything. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You should constantly be thinking about God's word and his laws while we're going through this, about what he's done in your life and how he will continue to move through your life. It is to turn off your phone and shut down your social media to think only of God in silence. 1 Kings 19:12 describes God's voice as a low whisper. And when you're in those hard times, it's very hard to hear. But putting out those distractions of this world and focusing on God, we can start to hear his voice. To set aside the mental capacity to just be with our shepherd, to retreat from this world and hear the things that God does as he whispers in his to you. We can read a few scriptures about how being still can help us by turning to Psalms 46, starting in verse 10. Be reading 10 and 11. Psalms 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among all nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Here, being still and knowing God allows us to have God as our fortress, our place where we can be safe. We can take the time to grow closer to him. I got one more verse, if you will. Turn with me a little further back into Psalms 37. We'll read one more. Psalms 37, we'll start in verse 7. Psalms 37, verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. God will move, but sometimes the most important thing is to wait for him. He continues on saying, fret not yourself over the ones who prosper in his way, or over the man who carries out evil devices. Here, being still and waiting for God is sometimes after you have continued to draw near to God and learn to understand through the Holy Spirit in our lives. We just need to be still and wait. He is faithful to see us through our hard times and watch over us so that we do not fall into trappings of men. Through slowing down this crazy world and focusing our eyes on our shepherd, we wait to hear his voice. Come this way, follow me. So to conclude the sermonette, the next time God's voice becomes harder for you to hear, remember to stay close to him in close communications by praying, meditating, fasting, and reading God's words daily, trusting that the Holy Spirit will help you and teach you the things. It will allow you to draw close to God and might even help you through the love of your brothers and sisters in Christ. And lastly, be still. Put out the distractions of this world and sit and listen to the low whisper of your shepherd so that you may be able to say, I know the voice of my shepherd. That's the way I should go.